Yeah. Hip, hip, Maria, oh, 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 oh. Oh, I hit it. Maria, oh, 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 Maria, oh, oh, yeah. Maria, oh, 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 Maria, oh, oh. Maria, oh, 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 Maria, oh, oh, yeah. Maria, oh, 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 Maria, oh, oh, hip, hip, hip.
Hi, I'm Jack from Saugerties, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir, llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook. And Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crises strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Empress Madup in Pauhawa, Hawaii. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. And establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
And now, here is your WGXC information update. Today, April 10th, is the 100th day of the year. On this date in 1710, the Statute of Anne, the first law regulating copyright, went into effect in Great Britain. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts that rain returns to the region today through Saturday, with the most likely extended periods on Thursday evening and Friday. In today's headlines in Albany, New York State of Politics reports that state legislators blew past their April 1st deadline and still have not approved the state budget for next year. New York State Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins explained that legislators in Albany have yet to agree how to help the affordable housing crisis with the budget.
We expect the extender to be passed on Thursday, and yes, we continue to work until it's done. We are closer, but we're certainly not there. We're still discussing a lot of elements of housing.
In Catskill, Michael Ryan in Porcupine Soup reports that construction on the new wing of the Greene County Courthouse will continue through next year. There will soon be less parking in the village of Catskill, as the $28.8 million construction project is taking over the lot across Main Street from the courthouse for storage and vehicles. The digging for the project has unearthed old sewer and stormwater pipes. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "They were deeper and bigger than we thought. We thought they were 12-inch pipe. They are 24-inch. The reality is there is little to no paperwork after 100 years. End quote. Expect construction to disrupt the village through June of 2025. In Annandale on the Hudson, the Daily Freeman reports that the Bard Prison Initiative is getting $4.5 million in federal funding to broaden its college and prison work across 7 state prisons, as well as its reentry and alumni programs throughout the state. Bard College President Leon Botstein said, and I quote, The Bard Prison Initiative has led the nation in shaping the way we think about higher education for incarcerated people and its role in changing the impact of imprisonment for the better, inside the prison system and beyond, end quote. Currently, the Bard Prison Initiative enrolls more than 400 incarcerated students in degree-granting programs. The program, and I quote, begins working with students to plan their reentry at least a year ahead of release and then works with students and alumni as they transition back into community and throughout their careers. Reentry service at BPI include continuing education, career development, housing services, and mental wellness, end quote. The Bard Prison Initiative reports recidivism rates from their students who earned associate's degrees is 8.7%, and their students with bachelor's degree rate of return to prison is only 3.1%. That is much better than the national recidivism rate, which is 60%. In Albany, campaign ads will soon flood local television airwaves as there will be big spending this year on congressional elections. Republicans flipped several New York seats in 2022, helping them take over the majority in the House of Representatives. Locally, incumbents Democrat Pat Ryan and Republicans Mark Molinaro are expected to have competitive races, while incumbents Democrat Paul Tonko and Republican Elise Stefanik are expected to win easily as usual. New York State of Politics reports that the Democrat-aligned House Majority Political Action Committee is reserving roughly $21 million worth of TV ad time in New York before the November election. That includes $1.19 million in spending in the Albany television market. And today's local events in Catskill, the monthly Nonchalant Variety Show is back from 7:30 to 9 p.m., at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with video, film, sounds, and more. In Kingston, also tonight, April 10th, Philadelphia, Michigan-based musician Rosalie performs at Tubby's with Verdi Den, opening from 7 to 11 p.m. And tune in tonight on WGXC as Catskill's Niba Wartell delves into the music of Brazil that has been deeply rooted in Africa as well as indigenous traditions on Music for the Masses at 8 p.m. at WGXC.org and 90.7 FM. And that's your WGXC information update. Go to WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, community calendars, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather for Wednesday, April 10th. Local early morning temperatures range from 44 degrees in Medusa to 57 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 45 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Hope those sump pumps are ready. Light rain is expected all day long. A high of 60 degrees happens at 3 p.m. Overnight temps fall to 51 degrees and the rain keeps going. Tomorrow, more rain, high of 64 at 4 p.m. A slight dip to 60 degrees overnight. Of course, more rain. Friday, still rainy with a possible stormy morning and a high of 64 degrees. Saturday, rainy and windy with a high of 52. Sunset today will be at 7:17 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be average at 457 kilometers per second with a thin density of less than 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad, including overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 64. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Que tú me tienes temblando de noche y de día.
Tú me hiciste mujería.
Me quieres mandar para la tumba fría.
Tú me hiciste. Bueno,
bueno, bueno, bueno.
Bueno.
Wow.
Wow.
We're professional.
Ajá. ¿Sí me escucha?
Sí, maybe me escucha. ¿Me escucha me?
Sí, me escucha me.
Me escucha me.
Ajá. ¿Cómo está hoy?
Oh, hoy está bien. Pero you're always jumping the gun.
¿Yo?
¿Sabe esta?
No sé qué es.
Es como rápidamente, you're like getting ahead, porque we never introduce ourselves.
¿Nunca, nunca?
Nunca.
Ok, introduzca.
Are you in a rush?
No, estoy bien.
Okay. I am.
Oh, no, ¿cómo?
Bueno. Yo soy una bruja.
Sí, la más bruja de brujas.
Sí, exacto.
La jefa de brujas. Y yo soy una mexicana.
But you know how to read palms.
¿Cómo?
Didn't you say you know how to leer los manos?
Las manos.
Sí.
¿Se acuerda?
Yeah.
Que así empezamos.
So no eres una mexicanta. Es Gloria la mexicanta bruja de brujas.
De brujas de brujas.
Sí.
Cualquier trabajo especial, ya sabe.
Sí, somos las brujas bilingües.
Somos las brujas bilingües.
Except es un poco más español de bilingüe.
Uh-huh. Estamos ganando los españoles, los mexicanos. Yeah. Estamos un punto más arriba. Entonces, arriba para todos los que hablan español, los que hablan inglés y quieren hablar español.
Llámanos.
Ajá, por favor. Ajá, ¿y de qué se trata ahora el programa?
So, sí, hoy yo pienso mucho a los magos que hacen mágicas y es
programa.
Tiempo para los magos ahora.
¿Hoy?
Sí, the wizards, como el mago de Oz.
Ajá, ¿quién no recuerda el mago de Oz? ¿Y Dorita?
Dorita. Ok. difícil para mí.
Para usted, dicen que Dorita es Dorotea. Yo no sabía, pero...
I would think that Dorothy would translate Dorotea.
O Dorotea.
O Dorotía. O Dorotía. O whatever.
Bueno, pero en español es Dorita.
Dorita como Doritos.
Sí, Doritos. ¿A quién no le gustan los Doritos?
Yum, yum, yum.
Ajá. Entonces,
yo quiero un poco recordar mis sueños, mis magos de este mago de Oz, ¿ya?
Uh-huh. Vamos a recordar sus magos.
Because of the wonderful things he does. We're out to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
Did you like that?
Sí.
Dorita.
Dorita y el mago de Oz.
El mago de Oz.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Esta, yo pienso que la próxima canción actually is perfect. Para esta parte.
A ver, vamos.
Okay, I'm going to explain it to you.
A ver.
Okay. Do you know the Beatles?
Oh, sí. Ya.
Ya Beatles?
Beatles.
Oh.
Sí, ¿no?
Beatles.
¿O cómo se escribe?
No, exacto.
Sí.
Beatles.
¿Así?
Sí. Bueno. Exacto. Ellos tienen un álbum y también canción. Se llama The Magical Mystery Tour.
Oh, un misterio.
Un misterio mágico.
¿En un viaje o en qué?
Exactly.
Oh.
Like a trip.
Vamos.
So, yo pienso que este es bien para empezar a nuestra trip de...
A nuestra imaginación, a nuestro viaje.
Sí.
Okay, vamos.
Exactly.
Vamos a ver.
Because maybe vamos al Mago de Oz. We need a good soundtrack if we're gonna go
tenemos
visit
que,
el Mago.
Ajá, tenemos que imaginarnos. Sí. Con esta imaginación que tenemos.
Ya, yeah. Okay. Ok. Ahora esta mujer está lista para viaje.
Ya, yeah, ya. Yeah. Con hongos. Oh, sin hongos.
Sí. Okay. Con snacks.
Con snacks.
Con snacks. Y what else?
Vamos a volar.
Vamos. Sí, vamos a escuchar a Magical Mystery Tour.
Vamos.
De los Beatles.
De los... ¿En inglés?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
¿Otra vez, por favor?
¿The Beatles? ¿Sí o no?
Perfect. No, no, bueno, perfect. Pues,
disculpen mi inglés.
No, me gusta. It kind of sounds like you're, I don't know, como italiana. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Ok, vamos a escuchar.
You're a tough guy.
Vamos a escuchar esta bonita melodía.
Roll up for the mystery tour.
Every little thing she does is magic. I think they were talking about you.
De cada cosa chiquita, chiquititita.
Cada cosa chiquititita is that she does is magic.
Es magia.
Es magia.
Vamos a ver si es cierto que es magia.
Sí. Esta canción was for someone special.
Esa canción es especial para esta mujer que me dijo.
That's what I thought.
Bueno, bueno. Queremos felicitar a Silvia Gómez.
Sí.
De parte de Alan Bravo, ¿verdad?
Oh,
su mamá.
Sí, el Toro Bravo.
El Toro Bravo. Ajá, ya. Ahora es el Toro Bravo, todo un bravo, Alan. Ajá, decirle que dice Alan que la quiere mucho, Silvia, y que está orgulloso de que usted sea su madre.
Oh,
que la quiere so mucho y muchas cosas. Que le desea lo más bonito.
Sí.
Entonces, Silvia,
shout
muchas
out.
Felicidades por
your
su
magic.
Cumpleaños. Y usted es una magia para Alan.
Oh,
y sus hijos.
Qué bonita. Qué bonitas palabras.
Sí, de Alan.
Sí.
De Alan Bravo.
Sí.
El Toro.
Woo! Woo! So, sí, we... Yo pienso que acabamos, mujer.
Finimos,
mujer. Ajá. Sí, we did our magical mystery tour.
Hoy fue un misterio.
Ajá. But now we know.
Now we know.
Now
que
I know.
Todas las cosas chiquitas son magia.
Ajá.
Okay. Está muy chiquita.
¿Piensas que hay magia en la vida?
Claro, la vida es magia.
I think so too.
¿Sí también?
Sí.
De repente un poco más, de repente un poco menos, pero magia.
Magia mía.
Magia es magia.
I need magia.
¿Otra vez?
Para mi boca, mis palabras.
¿Cómo?
Bueno. I'm struggling.
¿Struggling?
Struggling. Sí.
Usted está perfecta.
Thank you.
¿Y finimos?
Finimos.
¿O no finimos?
Yo pienso que finimos. Yo voy y... Oh, I needed to... Say the other song también. Mm-hmm. Esta es Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Mm-hmm. De la banda The Police.
O la banda The Police.
Sí. Ajá. De los 80s.
Bueno, pues vamos con esos de los 80s a ver qué tal está.
Y sí, we pulled up. We finished the Magical Mystery Tour. We parked.
Ajá.
And now everyone gets out of the bus.
Ajá. Entonces, afuera.
Yeah.
Todos.
A la calle.
A la calle.
Y si tú quieres, deja un mensaje para las brujas bilingües.
Sí.
You can.
Ajá.
Porfa, llámanos a 518-212-7509. Thank you.
Ajá, llame y deje su magia.
Yeah.
Ajá. Sí, ¿por qué no?
In English, it's 518-212-7509 to leave us a message.
Mm-hmm. Después del pitido, ¿se acuerda?
Oh, right. Wait for
ajá,
the beep.
Wait for the beep.
Please.
Espere por el pitido, beep, beep, beep.
Ajá.
Deje
toot,
su
toot,
mensaje.
Beep, beep.
Ajá.
And yeah. We want to hear.
Ajá, y queremos seguir escuchando sus mensajes, sus llamadas, secretos, sus magias y todo.
Yeah.
Y hasta la pasta.
Hasta la pasta siempre.
Hasta la pasta, baby.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. And the near total Civil War era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs spoke for many when she objected to the state Supreme Court upholding a near total 160-year-old abortion ban. One of the strictest in the country, the ban lacks exceptions for rape, incest, or pregnancy complications, allowing an abortion only if the pregnant person's life is endangered. Hundreds of Christians closed the U.S. Capitol cafeteria to pray for a permanent Gaza ceasefire, an end to Israeli arms sales, support for the UN's aid agency there, and the release of hostages. Reverend Naomi Washington Leephart with Christians for a Free Palestine decries the right-wing Christian support for Israel's attacks.
I've gone to Palestine and seen with my own eyes the atrocities of violence against the Palestinian people. And I won't stand by while Christian texts are used to baptize militarism, underwrite famine, and mask anti-Semitic and Islamophobic theologies.
Rita Palma, an anti-vaccine activist and New York State director for Robert Kennedy Jr., says they aim to rally Republicans behind Kennedy to challenge President Joe Biden. Palma says she voted for former President Donald Trump twice and says Kennedy could deny Biden some northeastern blue states.
If the Republicans accepted the fact that New York, Maryland, Illinois, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, most of the Northeast is going to go blue, why wouldn't we put our vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden?
A wide and bipartisan range of groups, including historians, former lawmakers, and even retired military officers, have filed friend of the court briefs against Trump's bid for unlimited presidential immunity. The Supreme Court has scheduled oral arguments later this month. Brian Dorsey was put to death last night in Missouri's first execution this year. Dorsey was convicted of a double murder 20 years ago, but his lawyers argue that he was in a drug-induced psychotic state and was poorly represented. Jenny Gerhauser, a cousin to both Dorsey and his victim, says he had become a better person and should have been spared.
Brian is more than the worst moment of his life. There is so much more to him.
Alabama advocacy groups are suing over Senate Bill 1, a new law limiting help with absentee ballots. Supporters say it reduces ballot harvesting and pressuring voters. But Allison Molman from the ACLU says the draconian law would stifle democracy by blocking community groups, churches, and neighbors from helping people vote, especially the elderly and those with disabilities.
From how this bill is written is that it is going to put people in harm's way of being incarcerated for decades if they're just doing basic work and trying to make sure that people can exercise their right to vote.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the face of a reproductive rights ballot question later this year, Missouri's legislature is the latest to try and game the system, making the passage of ballot initiatives harder and taking power away from the voters. In August 2023, Ohio voters slapped down an attempt to raise the threshold to pass a ballot question from a 50% plus one majority to 60%. A reproductive rights question later passed in November with a 57% majority. To defeat the Missouri Right to Reproductive Freedom Amendment, the Republican majority is using another tactic. Instead of raising the threshold percentage like Ohio, the SJR 74 constitutional amendment proposes changing the simple majority to a simple majority plus a majority in at least five of the state's eight congressional districts. It passed the state Senate in February and will likely pass the state House this week. Called a consensus majority, it would shift power to the state's least populated and most conservative counties. The Missouri Independent estimates a ballot question could be defeated with just 23% of the state's voters voting against it. If passed in the legislature, it's expected to be added to the lower turnout August 6th state primary. If passed by the voters, it would likely be implemented prior to the November 5th general election. We have the language of the bill and more linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
Hi, this is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
We'll be right back.
We put up our tent on a dark green knoll outside of town by the train tracks in a seagull dump. Topping the bill was Horseface Ethel and her marvelous pigs in satin. Pounded our stakes in the ground, all powder brown. The branches spread like scary fingers reaching. We were in a pasture outside Kankakee. And one-eyed Myra, queen of the galley, who trained the ostrich and the camels. She looked at me squinty with her one good eye and a Roy Orbison t-shirt. She bottle fed an orangutan named Tripod. And then there was yodeling Elaine, the queen of the air, who wore a dollar sign medallion. She had a tiny bubble of spittle around her nostril and a little rusty tear, for she'd lassoed and lost another tipsy sailor. And over in the burnt yellow tent, by the frozen tractor, the music was like electric sugar. And Zuzu Bolin played Stave and Chain. And Mighty Tiny on the saw. And he threw his head back with a mouth full of gold teeth. And they played Lopsided Heart and Moon Over Dog Street. And by the time they finished moaning low, I was soaking wet and wild-eyed. And Dr. Bliss slipped me a preparation. And I fell asleep with livery stable blues in my ear. Soaked a hanky in three roses and rubbed it on the spot and drew a rickety heart and a bent arrow, and it hurt like hell. And Funeral Wells spun Poodle Murphy on the target as he threw his hardware. Only once in Sheboygan did he miss, at a matinee on Diamond Pier. And she'd never let him forget it. They were doing two shows. She had a high fever, and it took off a piece of her ear. And Tip Little told her she should leave the bum. And Poodle said he fetched me last time I run. But I'd like to hammer this ring into a bullet. And I wish I had some whiskey and a gun, my dear. I wish I had some whiskey and a gun, my dear. Thank you.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't like the backseat, gotta be first. I'm like a ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show,
let me see what you can do.